Corb, I've been a radio DJ for 32 years. Your name started ringing a bell back at the old college radio days.
Which college? U of A?
Yeah, U of A. Going way back to your old band, the Smalls.
Oh, yeah.
Do you miss those days?
Sometimes. That was fun. Our reunion tour in 2014 was pretty fun.
What would you think if you had another show in Edmonton as the Smalls in 2024? How do you think that would go?
It'd probably go pretty well. I'd be all for it, but not all the members are able to do it. So,
do you still keep in touch with some of your old band members?
Some of them, yeah.
So you're on tour right now. You're going to be playing the Grey Eagle Center in Calgary on March 7th, and you're coming to the Midway on March 9th, and you're familiar with Edmonton. That would be, I think, the old Barry T's, I think.
Barry T's, yeah. I lived in Edmonton for 25 years. I lived in Edmonton for 25 years.
Where are you living now?
Lethbridge, by my family. I moved back south about 5 years ago because my family's down here and our ranch is here and my mom's getting older. So,
what do you like most about Edmonton?
Hockey team.
Latest single, I Had It All, which was released on February 2nd. Tell us about that tune. What's the concept behind that?
It's just kind of a fun song about gambling and cowboy stuff.
Are you much of a gambler?
Yeah.
What's your game?
I play mostly a game called Pot Limit Omaha Poker. I mean, I play blackjack. I muck around at blackjack when I'm bored with everybody else, but I mostly play Omaha poker.
How's your dice game?
Weak. My backgammon game is moderately good. I hold my own playing cribbage, too.
Let's talk about you being nominated for Male Artist of the Year at this year's CMABs. Congratulations on that.
Thanks. Yeah, I think that's not the first time. I appreciate those guys. I'm out of town. I can't come to the thing, but... cool. It's cool to be recognized, especially at home.
So let's talk about you making the transition from being in a local band that did very well, which people still talk about to these days. And there's some spots that I hit up, some spots around Edmonton, and you can still find the odd small sticker on a light post.
Yeah.
What made you make a transition to more country?
Well, the Smalls sort of ran their course, and there was some people retired, and so we shut it down in 2001, I think. And I'd already been writing. I put out the first two, acoustic records while I was still in the Smalls, living in Edmonton. So when the Smalls retired or ceased to exist, I just started making records right away and dove right into it. The first one I made after the Smalls is called $5 Bill. It was more of a weird choice for me to be into metal in the first place because my family are all cowboys and rodeo people and ranchers, right? So I grew up with that scene. So it was strange for me. It would be a stranger question for me, like, how'd I get into a metal band? And that was just because, I grew up with Marty Robbins and Johnny Horton and Jerry Reed. And when I first heard Black Sabbath and that kind of thing, it was quite unique and sounded exotic to me. So I dove right into it.
So you got a new album coming out February 23rd. What is it titled?
It's called LB Echo, which is our nickname for Ian Tyson, who was our friend and songwriter, the hero that passed away last year.
Yeah, God rest his soul. Now, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Who would you say in your phone right now is the most famous person's phone number you got?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe John Oates from Hall & Oates, maybe.
Thank you for your time, Corb. We look forward to seeing you in Edmonton on March 9th.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to come. Edmonton, I don't know. Edmonton's like a second home. I was there forever. I got... playing in Edmonton's like playing home. So, yeah, I don't think we played there since we played the Starlight on our barroom tour a couple of years ago. So, yeah, should be fun.
Yeah, the old Bronx.
Yeah, the old Bronx. Yeah. It was the Bronx. It was the Rev. It was a bunch of things.
I'm glad it's still there.
I was an original member. I was an original member of Bronx. And he'd always get, Oliver would get mad because it's not the Bronx. It's Bronx.
Right.
Like the Eagles are, the Eagles are actually Eagles.
Yeah, you needed a membership to get in there.
Yeah, I got one. He signed me up in the Student Union building of the U of A in, 1990 or something. So I was an original member of the Bronx nightclub,
You must have had some stints around the university campus playing the Dinwiddie, Dewey's and whatnot, Power Plant maybe.
Yep, all those places.
You remember all those spots?
Oh, yeah. Sure, I missed the Power Plant. That was a cool bar.
Yeah, that was a good bar.
Rat. Hey, is room at the top still there? Rat?
Oh, Rat on the 7th floor. I don't think it's there anymore. That was a good bar, too.
That was awesome. Yep.
Thank you for your time, Corb, and all the best, bud.
Yeah. So, let's say I'll see you at the show and go Oilers. Let's have another streak. Let's hit 17 again.